and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
You know, walnuts are now one of those big wow foods because they're so loaded with nutrients. And I'm so used to sort of popping them in as plain old walnuts. And actually, I have to say, I wasn't always that crazy about them, but I do eat crumbled ones every day. I always make sure I get them in. And you're going to find out why in just a minute. But also, Carolina is going to give us some wonderful recipes to take us outside the box into something more interesting and more fun. She is one she's going to share with you. And I just salivating just thinking about it. So, Carolina, start off by just telling us why we need to eat these every day. And I'm saying every day, right?
Sure.
Every day.
Yeah, why not? Let me start with some cold, hard facts. That's how I like to lead into some numbers. So just 1 ounce of walnuts, that's about 12 to 14 halves, or half a cup chopped, let's say, has 190 calories, 2 grams of fiber, 4 grams of protein, and 2.5 grams of ALA. And I'll explain what that is, but that's their alpha-linoleic acid for you, that omega-3 fatty acid.
Yum.
It also has calcium, copper, magnesium, just to name a few. So it's a powerhouse of nutrients in itself. But furthermore, let's look at the walnut half. What does it look like? I've seen a lot of this on the social media before.
I know. I can tell you the brain, right?
The brain, right? That's
the cranial
way of telling us. Yeah, that's nature's way of telling us, eat this for your brain. And yes, absolutely, because that type of fat is so important for cardiovascular as well as neurological health. As a matter of fact, that ALA that I was talking about, that alpha-linoleic acid, the omega-3 fatty acid, is the precursor to a long-chain omega-3 fatty acid that we're all very familiar with because it's the EPA and DHA. Now, we've heard about these two till we're blue in the face because why? Well, they've been shown in numerous research to be very beneficial for your heart, and they come from fish. Problem is, not a lot of people are eating enough fish, and not a lot of people like to eat fish. So the good news is you can complement all your fish eating with some walnuts. There are some studies to back that up, saying that when you compare both, you find that healthy individuals who consumed walnut were able to reduce their total cholesterol, their LDL, and decrease coronary heart disease risk when compared to people that just ate the fish. So when you're adding that precursor as well, you're going to be ahead of the curve. So
we have a recipe right there, right? Carolina, you sprinkle walnuts on fish. Right?
There you go.
So how would you do that? Yep. Would you bake them, or would you saute them and throw them on the top, or how would you do that?
Yeah, well, that's the good news, too, when it comes to walnuts, by the way. When you toast them or bake them or do any kind of crazy things with them, they don't lose any nutritional value. So it's very minimal. So you can play with them as much as you want, and you're still going to get all the good stuff out of it. So that's fantastic. The American Institute of Cancer Research has also included walnuts in their prevention cancer diet, which emphasizes plant-based diet. So they use it for all the nutrients as well as a protein source. So that's another reason to eat them, is when you're trying to fight cancer. So how are you going to do them when you make fish? Oh, so many ways. Include them in the sauce that you're going to put over the fish, or just chop them up. You can do like a walnut-based crust if you want to do like a baked fish stick. So forget the fish fry, which is completely bad for your heart, and do a baked crusted fish stick that goes in the oven, and kind of you can mix up either some sort of breadcrumbs, or if you're gluten-free, you can do oats with the chopped walnuts, and then you can just coat the fish with a little bit of an egg wash, then put them into your breading that includes the walnuts and take them to the oven. So that's one easy way, just right off my mind there for you. Don't even have that written down, but
well, you can do that with burgers as well. You can do with salmon burgers or other fish burgers.
Right.
Why not? Okay. I was referring to is a dip. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, so when I think of walnut recipes and I want to look outside the box, I go to walnuts.org because that's the California Council of Walnuts, and they're fantastic. They have a ton of resources there. So do visit that website. As a matter of fact, when you're there, I did this. I was like, yay, excitement. There's a free ebook you can download. It's called Molly's Favorite Walnut Recipes, and that's from the Hall of Fame, Molly Katzen. She's a chef, a best-selling author and chef. So she is phenomenal, and there's a free ebook of hers that you can download on walnuts.org. Oh,
she's amazing. So that is brilliant.
I know, and you can have it for free, so no brainer. Yeah. Brain's right. Been used a lot here.
But play on words, right? Okay.
Anyways, you must be eating your walnuts. And walnut dip. The black bean and walnut dip. Yes, I am making this for football weekend for sure. It is black beans drained, a little lime juice, extra virgin olive oil, and then they use a chipotle pepper, which, if you know, that's. I saw that as optional. I don't think you have to unless you kind of like the spicy. There's garlics, and then there's the chopped walnuts and some cilantro. Put it all into a food processor, and it comes out into a amazing looking and must be delicious tasting dip that I am dying to try. I'm going to be making that one up next.
That's so simple. And you've got the green cilantro in there, which is just another powerhouse, and garlic. I mean, how can you go wrong? The trick is not to eat a ton of chips with it, maybe just a fewer carrots or celery sticks or something. But, man, that's a yummy one. Okay, what else do you have up your sleeve?
I like it, too. Another recipe I picked out of the bunch is, and this one is one that I have made before. It's a variation on this one. But it's a barley pilaf with walnuts and pears, okay? So, basically, you're going to use pearl barley. That's going to be your carb there, if you want to say. And then olive oil and shallots. And the spices really is what makes this dish. And she combined coriander, pepper, allspice, and nutmeg. Those are kind of different from each other, but together, and I have done this combo before, it's just it's I don't know, an explosion of flavor in your mouth, if you can put it that way. She uses vegetable broth, a cup of pear diced up, and then the walnuts, of course, that's the star of the show, and some parsley. And this is what I call a fantastic one bowl meal. Perfect for example, a meatless Monday night, or for a weekend where you just really don't want to do a lot of meat. It will have some good protein in there. You can you know, maybe pair it up with some chickpeas. Add some chickpeas for some extra protein. But it will be great for just about anybody that you can have at a party as well. It has all great ingredients, and if you change your carb content, you can vary from gluten-free to not gluten-free. You can do it with couscous. You can do it with quinoa. So pearl barley is just one of the ways to do it. So personalize it and pick your favorite one.
Pearl barley, I bet we don't use it nearly enough. We ought to add that to our grocery list more often. And then, of course, there's always the trail mix. I put together a mix of nuts and seeds that I have every morning with my smoothie. But you could add other dried fruits to it send it off to school with your kids. I find that it's less expensive to buy the broken walnuts. So I will go to Costco or one of the big stores and buy a great big one, but I'll have it broken. And I pay a lot less because they have, for the whole ones, they have to pick them out, and that's labor, and therefore the price goes up. So I find that's a great way to beat the price, and a little bit goes a long way. Do you have a recommendation of what it would be, about how much we should have each day just for maintenance?
Yeah, so the serving size is that 1 ounce. I would say 1 to 2 servings a day. If you are trying to kind of get variety, which everyone should, with all the other wonderful friendly nuts, which walnut is not alone in this group. We have almonds. We have tons of other ones that are have their own rep sheet on how great they are. So I'd keep it to one serving and kind of get a serving of each nut that's out there so you can add to your variety. So I think we gave you some ideas. I want to send everybody again to our Pinterest board, Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD Pinterest page, because you're going to find these specific recipes that I talked about there. But if you want more walnut recipes, go to walnuts.org. And remember, you can find all our episodes on radiomd.com. So if you want to listen to this one again or share it with somebody else, just go to the website and click on Family Food Kitchen. Stay well.